it's me, Sean Capri. I'm glad you're here because you're listening to the most horsepowerful podcast on the internet. It's the Xbox Drive. I'm on a Skype call with my friend Ryan Turford. He's the weatherman on the moose. And on our journey today, we're going to look back at some of the game of the year things that we've chosen before. But do we have regrets? I don't know. So find out on the Xbox Drive. Bah! Greater than X. Ryan Turford, it is entirely possible that as I swung my coffee cup at you, that I've spilled some around and I don't know where it went. It's like a something about Mary situation over here. It might be in my hair, Ryan.
It might be. I'm just looking. Just peering through my mind's eye, Sean. I don't really see any in your hair.
It'd be very bad, because I have a comic book in front of me, The Last Ronin. I don't want to get coffee on this thing. This is not a coffee book. It's a coffee table book at the very best or least or
but
whatever.
But it's not a coffee table book about coffee tables that turns into a coffee table.
Yes, man.
If only.
I ordered this from Amazon a little while ago, and I'm just now noticing now that the corners are kind of buggered. Like, that's not... These corners are nice.
Sounds like something that shipped from Amazon, John.
Yeah, I know. But it was a good price. How are you? Hey, Ryan.
I mean, you know, the weather's actually kind of nice today, Sean.
I'm gonna stop asking. I don't care how you're doing. Let's just get on into the show. Whatever. I'm just kidding.
I was going to point out that it was such a nice day that when I went outside earlier today, I was thinking I needed a hoodie because I was wearing my Carpool Gaming Bobby hoodie outside. But then I realized it was so like warm outside, I could have just worn shorts and a t-shirt. It would have been fine.
There you go. So, yeah, very confusing.
I don't know what I was doing over there. But, you know, I'm doing good, Sean. You know, again, I mentioned in the pre-show, but I've been playing some Monopoly on NES because clearly that's where the fun's at. Because, you know, everyone wants to play as the little dog and going around and, you know, pass and go and collecting $200.
You're a dog person?
No, I mean,
everybody has their piece. Like, everybody picks the same piece throughout their whole life. That's the way it goes, right?
I don't know, because I've kind of fluctuated between pieces. Sometimes I'm the race car, sometimes I'm the thimble, sometimes I'm the top hat, and sometimes I'm the dog.
No, top hat is mine. So if we're ever playing together, you're definitely not going to be the top hat. That's been mine.
But what if I get to pick first, though? What do you do then?
Nope, youngest go first. Everybody knows this, Ryan.
Oh, God. Don't use that excuse with me. You know, you're supposed to be respecting your elders, Sean, you know. Old people should go first. You got to let the 40-year-old go first. I feel like that's the fair assessment. But anyways, we should probably clean the garage.
One of us should pick the race car, like Lee Navarro in the chat. We're the freaking Xbox Drive.
We probably should. That's why I'm actually surprised you said the top hat was yours, Sean.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm on top.
Because, like, everyone jokes about how I seemingly need a monocle, but, like, you know what the perfect accessory to go along with a monocle is, Sean? A top hat.
Ryan, it's funny that you should mention that because Monopoly days are back at McDonald's.
Of course.
But the Monopoly man is there taking a selfie with his seemingly red phone, which is very similar to mine. But you'll notice no monocle on this old man. Did he get LASIK eye surgery on his right eye?
Well, to Sean to point it out, on the Monopoly NES box art, he's not wearing a monocle either.
Has he never had a monocle?
I don't think he's ever had a monocle. I mean, this came out in 1991, Sean.
What is that called? What is that effect called?
Mandela effect?
Yes.
It's just like when you thought it was the Bernstein Bears, but it's actually the Berenstein Bears.
I never thought it was the Bernstein Bears. Anybody who thought that is a psychopath.
Lots of people. No. I thought it was that.
Bernstein Bears?
Yeah.
Man,
go for it. Like, that's what I thought it was.
Read a book.
Yeah. There was actually a great parody episode that Angry Video Game Nerd did where he was covering Berenstein Bear games. And he went in this whole thing about, you know, there's like this paranormal reality. There's this other dimension where, you know, they're actually called the Bernstein Bears.
What
and people,
the heck?
You know, who would think of it that way are obviously from that dimension, Sean, just crossed over here.
Chat is reminding us that Mr. Peanut had the monocle. Like, does nobody else wait a second. Are we the only ones who think that the Monopoly man had a monocle?
I mean, I'm going to throw it out there, Sean. I never said the Monopoly man ever had a monocle. So
am I the only one?
You're on an island by yourself over here. I never said that.
He should have a monocle.
should. I mean, I think it would complete his outfit quite well, Sean. Plus, you know, he's just a wealthy philanthropist, you know,
dude,
just owning a bunch of houses and stuff, hotels.
I can't believe I talk on the internet. I record it in a fashion that allows other people to listen to. And like, I don't know anything, obviously.
I mean, that's true. But I mean, we've also just proven that we don't know anything about games. Just look at our fantasy critic. Clearly, we don't know any games.
Why we? All, why the we?
You can't just put all that on me. That's not how this
Valkyrie
works.
Elysium 60. Yeah,
you
whatever.
See this, but we both picked that game together, Sean. I remember. But enough about all that. Let's clean the garage. So folks at home, if you want to support the show, there's a number of awesome ways to do that. Number one, you can subscribe right here on youtube.com/CorporalGaming if you're watching the live stream right now, or if you can like the video and let us know in the comments below what some of your favorite game of the years are, or likewise, if you've changed your mind on some of them, we'd love to hear from you or about any of the other topics we talk about today. Also, if you're listening on audio feeds, don't forget to hit 5 stars if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or if you make sure to subscribe to us as well if you haven't subscribed already. And then if you want an Xbox Drive t-shirt like the one Sean's wearing, or another Carpool Gaming t-shirt, head on over to our merch store, bit.ly/CBG merch. We're also looking at some new designs today, Sean, that might go up at some point.
Mm-hmm.
It's very exciting.
Yes.
And also, if you want early access to this and all of our shows, as well as some exclusive content, head on over to Patreon, patreon.com/CarpoolGaming. Throw a little tip in the old tip jar, just like Eric Hodges did over at the exclusive tier. Huge thank you to Eric for supporting the show and being an awesome member of the Patreon crew. And then last but not least, Sean, we're 30 days away from Extra Life live in Rome, New York. So I feel like we should at least bring it up once, you know, on the show before it happens. But if you haven't signed up yet and you want to, you know, join us in person in Rome, New York, November 4th, you can head on over to, I think I'll have a link in the show notes or the description of the video where you can join the Extra Life team for that. The Phoenix Overdrive Extra Life team. We shout it out during every Patreon shout out anyways.
But yes. You know, yes.
Go join us. We're going to play some awesome games. There's going to be a Magic the Gathering tournament that I'm going to win, Sean.
It's
going to be a good weekend.
I want to see you in your element when the Magic the Gathering comes out here, man. A couple things I want to say, if that's okay. I want to say a couple things about Extra Life. We've already raised $500 at our Extra Life page, so you can go and donate right now. extra-life.org/participants/carpoolgaming. That's for me and Court and Seth and Lockleth and Court. And I think I said Court already. You, Ryan.
You said Court twice, but you never said me.
Oh, the guy I'm talking to right now. We're all fundraising for the same page, so that's very cool. Every $10 gets you an entry in to win some very cool prizes. Right now, we have confirmed a bunch of codes for Xbox Game Pass, a bunch of year codes, like 12-month codes, as well as a bunch of 3-month codes as well. And if it's anything like last year, the year before that, we've had wonderful support from our friends across a variety of different PR teams and platforms and everything. So keep a lookout. But no matter when you donate, you're going to be eligible for all the prizes. We're going to have a great time fundraising. Like, it's going to be fun to do the whole like playing games together. It's an adult sleepover that we're all really going to have. And we want to do a great job of fundraising. This Phoenix Overdrive team ain't messing around. We're looking at having like 100 people in the same place that we've had in years past. It's going to be the biggest Extra Life ever. And I'm stoked about it, Ryan Turford.
It's going to be a super fun party and just all celebrating all things this community, as well as, you know, fundraising.
Yes, so, yeah, I will.
I'm
replace,
super stoked for it.
Instead of blood flowing through my veins, Ryan, it will be Monster Energy drinks or Rockstar. Yeah. Probably Rockstar, actually.
Maybe a little bit of both, Sean, just to, you know,
mix with coffee.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to have a case of Jolt Cola next to me, Sean. I think that's all.
Jolt Cola. Oh, my gosh. They've made advancements, Ryan, since then.
Please. I haven't kept up with caffeine technology, Sean. But enough about caffeine technology. Let's grab our 8-tracks, pop them in. It is time for the playlist. And it's time for us to talk about the games we play this week. And Sean, once again, your section's blank. I have no idea what you're playing.
I'm boring. I've played Forza. I'm literally on I've never been on a dailies grind ever, Ryan. I'm on dailies grind with Forza. Yeah.
Yes.
I am like if I'm not podcasting, like I am right now, lunchtime, I'm heading over into the other room, just getting a challenge done, getting another cool car. And This game, it's just great. I don't know if there's anything more to really say about it, but I'm loving it, man. So good.
Nice.
But, and this is going to be where I'm going to go forward with this segment in the future. Not only am I not going to tell you what games I have been playing, I'm just going to tell you what I'm about to play. And what I'm about to play is Grounded. I started that up just a little bit, but I'm going to be playing tonight, Wednesday, and probably Thursday. Right here, youtube.com. Wait, I got to figure some stuff out with the PlayStation Drive, but... YouTube.com/CarpoolGaming. I want to stream Grounded. I want you to join me. I want you to join me in the audience. You, yes, you. Listener, you. Viewer. I'm pointing right at the camera. Mm-hmm. I think Grounded is a great time. Court Lalonde in the chat saying, love Grounded. So let's do this. This is an Xbox exclusive. It's a first party thing. I'm playing Grounded. I cannot wait. Let's have it take over, man. Let's do it.
Xbox exclusive.
Xbox exclusive.
Nice, nice. Well, when you say boring, Sean, you clearly didn't look at what I've been playing this week on the document, because I was actually very boring this week. So number one, most of my time this week was devoted to actually playing a PlayStation exclusive, even though I'm on the show, because my review for Valkyrie Elysium is coming out tomorrow. It was supposed to be up today, but, it's, you know, scheduling things had to be pushed back by a day.
But Donnie Reese, new co-host, Donnie Reese, formerly of the Xbox Empire. We're just going to have to.
Whoa, whoa, I played games on Xbox. Just hold your horses, whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't kick me off the show just yet. Also, Sean, you know, there's this little game that just came out yesterday called Overwatch 2.
Oh, I've heard of it.
I also got a chance to play because people were having problems playing it all day yesterday. But luckily, Sean, since I work so late in the evening, I wasn't able to jump in early in the day when the queues were being absolutely demolished for the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, playing it at 1 a.m. seemed like the best time to play it because there was not as many people trying to play. So I was able to get in there, play a bunch of matches with Overwatch 2. And as someone who loved, you know, original Overwatch, like this... Even though it's not like a huge advancement over the first game to the point where like you're using the same client actually to play the game as before. A lot of the changes they made under the hood make it feel noticeably different and feel like a true sequel to it. So I'm having a great time with what I've played so far. But again, it just came out yesterday. And again, I've only really played, you know, a few matches of it and beyond the beta, which I played a lot of matches in before. So I'm excited to sink more time into Overwatch 2, especially again, as someone who loved the first game. I want to do a video talking about it at some point as well.
Yes.
So look for that probably next week when I have some more time with the game. But so far, so good. I'm really enjoying Overwatch 2 as an Overwatch 1 fan. And I love too how like all my skins from the first game, all the stuff that I earned from the first game all carries over. And actually I had the game on multiple platforms before, and there wasn't cross progression at all before. There was just, you know, cross play. But with Overwatch 2, they've united all your accounts together to make one kind of master account across
mega account.
Yeah. So I have like all the skins that I have on Xbox, which were a lot of them were different than what I had on PlayStation. So I just have this like giant, you know, stock of Overwatch accessories for all of my cool heroes in Overwatch 2.
Nice,
so,
man.
Very excited to play more.
I don't know if it's, I didn't even look at the show notes. Like it was a DDoS attack that was really causing everything to melt down, which just,
yeah.
What is wrong with people, man? Like, just stop it. Just.
Well, it's not even just that. Like, even when I tried to sign in before we started the show today, Sean, I tried to sign into Overwatch 2. It's like, there are 50,000 people in queue ahead of you.
Yeah, I think that's what that is, though, isn't it? Isn't that like reflective of a DDoS?
It's part of that, but I think it's just a lot of people really want to play this game, Sean.
Yeah,
I think that's a part of it too. And I just for some reason I feel like Blizzard just wasn't, you know, aware of how many people were probably going to want to.
Who was talking about Overwatch before this? I like that we can maybe talk about this now. I didn't want to like feed into the narrative of like nobody's talking about this game, nobody cares about it ahead of time, but like now obviously people care about it, they're trying to play it and they can't. But like that seemed to be what people were saying 5 days ago, is like, where is the hype for this game? And now it looks like people are trying to get in. So that's good news, man. I like that.
Yeah.
But who knows, like, if it's real or inflated.
Well, believe it or not, Sean, I played Overwatch 1 over the weekend.
Yeah.
And like, there was a ton of people playing Overwatch 1 over the weekend as well, because it was your last chance to, because you had with the currency you had in Overwatch 1, you had to spend all of it before the Overwatch 2 merge happened, or else you'd lose it.
Oh no! It's so much.
Yeah, but
yeah,
so, yeah, yeah. But So I ended up using all of it over the weekend, but I just ended up playing a ton of the game. I played it for like 5 hours on Saturday.
Yeah.
Because I really enjoyed it.
Even if I had known that, I don't know if I would have done anything about it, to be
probably
honest.
Not.
But
yeah. Probably not. Like how many skins for Ashe did you really need to go in and buy before it changed, Sean?
I don't know. Just I only play as Mercy. Let's be honest. I suck at Overwatch.
Yeah. But so I played that. But then also, thanks to a little conversation in our Discord, it inspired me to go back to another game, Sean. And that game is World of Warcraft. I played it a ton this week, too.
Yes.
That was kind of my thing where, like, you know, after a hard day's work at the office, I came home and was like, oh, I kind of just want to play World of Warcraft, just sit at my computer, listen to a podcast and, you know, jam out to a new character that I made. So I made like a High Mountain Tauren Druid, which, Sean, you'll appreciate this. That one of the forms I can shapeshift into is a moose that can run really fast.
Okay, you got with moose because like whatever character, like just like words you just said, I didn't understand any like what? Right?
So a High Mountain Tauren is kind of like a minotaur, but they're like a special sect of minotaurs that are kind of like have like moose antlers on their character. And so when they shapeshift into different, you know, animals, they shapeshift into animals that have moose antlers on them. Or in the one case, you can transform into a moose itself. So not only am I just the man on the moose, John, I'm just the moose itself.
I'm telling you, man, you need to be streaming this stuff. Like, your stories about the games you're playing are way more interesting than 90% of the stuff that's out there, man.
It's okay.
You guys. I didn't see nearly enough of this last week. I put a call out to the community.
You mean how literally you put that out and we got 2 comments?
Yeah,
2.
Not enough. Not enough, guys. Reach out to Ryan.
It's just a sign. No one actually wants to see me stream. That's all. That's what you're telling me.
That's
Sean.
Not true. That's not true.
But yeah, and there is no Sims 4 update this week, just because, again, I put kind of all my time into playing Valkyrie Elysium, and when I needed a break, I was playing these games. So I didn't play The Sims 4 this week.
Oh my gosh.
Honestly, it was nice to take a break from The Sims this week, Sean. So there you go. Well, let's slam the brakes on this conversation and talk about the one breaking news story this week, because it's been a very slow week in the world of Xbox.
That's okay.
This week, but all the games are coming out soon, Sean. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it makes sense. Although we did get some new trailers. I didn't mention in the show notes here, but like, we got a new trailer for Dead Space that just came out, which people were very hyped for. And we got the announcement that there's a collector's edition coming for it that's on Limited Run Games. I probably won't order it because, you know, Limited Run Games, you know, it takes forever to ship things. Like, sometimes it's a year before you get those. So I don't know about that. But that Isaac Clarke helmet looks really cool.
Yeah.
But the following games, Sean, are coming to Game Pass, because we got to at least talk about new Game Pass games on the show. So we got Chivalry 2. It's out today. And then Medieval Dynasty out October 6th. The Walking Dead Season 1 and 2 on PC on October 6th, because we already have the Walking Dead games for Xbox in Game Pass already. So now we're kind of getting them on PC as well.
There you go, Todd Ostra.
Yeah, exactly. And then we got Costume Quest coming to Game Pass on October 11th. Evil coming to Game Pass on October 11th as well. And then the Dyson Sphere program.
Yes!
Coming to PC on October 13th. I have no idea what this is.
I don't know what it is, but Dyson Sphere is really neat. Maybe I'll look this up. Hopefully I don't break anything while I browse a little bit here, Ryan.
While you look this up, Scorn comes to Game Pass on October 14th. That'll be day and date, of course. And then to round out this month's outings is A Plague Tale Requiem coming on October 18th. Although they didn't mention this on the drop, but obviously Persona 5 Royal coming to Game Pass on October 21st.
Holy crap. Okay. Like, the list started out fine, you know?
Yeah.
And then I think you got to like Dyson Sphere program, which I'm just a space dork. So like, that seems interesting to me, but like, who knows what'll happen with that? Was that PC only, did you say?
It's PC only, yeah.
And then Scorn is 3 days later, where I'm actually very Dyson, not like the vacuum. No, Dyson, like the thing that goes like around a star and it like takes up all the energy. And it's incredible. You guys, space is amazing. So Scorn is on the 14th, and I'm genuinely excited about that one, man. Perfect timing. Yeah. Game Pass. That's my Halloween game. I'm getting into the spirit. I've got like 15 spiders taped to the side of my house right now. Okay, like we are in Halloween. Tis the season. I've got like skeleton bones coming up out of the ground and like tombstones in the front yard. I've got 5-year-olds and a 3-year-old who dig this stuff. It's a good time, man. So I'm here for Scorn. Dyson Sphere program. I'm looking at the trailer on Steam, and it looks very dorky.
Of course.
I'm here for
that
it.
That sounds like a Sean Capri game. I expect a full book report from you, Sean, about the Dyson Sphere program.
How about my book report consists of me plagiarizing off the description? We don't do this for every game, but here just as a little highlight. Dyson Sphere program, build the most efficient intergalactic factory in space simulation strategy game Sphere program. Harness the power of stars, collect resources, plan and design production lines, and develop your interstellar factory from a small space workshop to a galaxy-wide industrial empire. Sign me up. Garrett Bland, you're in it. I know it, man. All the people, all my space people. Dyson Sphere.
You don't need me to stream stuff, Sean. You need to stream this game. You just made that sound riveting, Sean.
I'm down, dude. I will. I really do want to stream more, just like the games that we're playing. And because sometimes what happens is I get lazy on the couch over there, or the my old man recliner, and I just kind of like whatever. But if I'm streaming, then I'll play. So let's do it, man.
Then you're just focused on the game, Sean. Yeah. Right?
Then I'll have no time for rest and relaxation.
Well, who needs rest and relaxation?
I mean, I can sleep,
Sean. That's true. That's where you find rest. But Sean, speaking of resting and relaxation, the following games are leaving Game Pass on October 15th for the land of relaxation and rest.
We've got the forever nap.
Well, they're taking the trip to the Isles in the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's why the forever nap.
That sounds like it too. Yeah. So
they're dying
on October 15th. We're losing Bloodroots, Echo Generation, Into the Pit, Ring of Pain, Sable, and The Good Life. So if you want those games, play them now or buy them before they go off Game Pass. Again, we're not losing a huge amount of games this week, which is nice, Sean.
What if one of those is great, though? Like, that's the thing that, like, I have been playing Volferis. I talked about this on the Nintendo Drive. By the way, the Nintendo Drive is amazing. We revamped it. If people want to check it out, we've welcomed Seth and Lockleth into the Patreon, Carpool Gaming, into the Patreon. They're now co-hosts with me. You're going to see new shorts. We've got a great short on our YouTube channel. And I'm playing Valferis on Switch, and that game is great. And again, shout out to Josh Stapleton for that. But the reason I bring it up, Ryan, is I saw Valferis release. It would have been in a list that we would have gone over at some point and just like skipped it. So how many of those games that you just listed off, like what if there's a little hidden gem in there?
That's true. I've actually heard a lot of people talk about Bloodroots as being a game that people like.
There you go.
I think that's the one out of here. Echo Generation, I hear okay things.
Yeah.
But otherwise, like Into the Pit and the Ring of Pain, I don't know anything about those games.
Yeah. I'd want to do like that's if I'm getting serious about stream, like I'd love to do that. Just try to have an evening where I'm just like trying a bunch of games. And shout out to the Good Morning guys. They did a thing. It was really cool. They played 20 games for 20 minutes each and talked about it and whether they're going to stop playing or they're going to keep going with it. I thought that was kind of an interesting little chat. So shout out to those guys.
There you go.
There you go.
So that's it for our news this week, Sean. You know, we're only 20 minutes in the show and we're all done the news.
See you next week.
So first off, before we get to questions, I wanted to do two things. First off, I skipped over this when I didn't mean to. Backtrackers.
Yes.
I wanted to highlight the Backtrackers here, Sean. Do you know what the Backtrackers are playing this week? Because I know they came off Amnesia. I think they just finished playing. Do you know what they're currently playing?
They're playing Inscription, which I think is on PC and the PlayStation Persuasion. That'd be a great podcast name, actually. Court and Matt, you're changing it from the PlayStation Drive to the PlayStation Persuasion because you're so handsome and charming. Of course. So, yeah, that's the game. And, dude, like, people are excited about it. Like, there is a lot of buzz about this game last year, maybe even earlier this year. And I will say this about the Backtrackers. This is a video game book club totally run by the community, which is amazing. Playing games that are like off the beaten path, just what we were talking about before. So I'm glad you brought it up. Like not the Forzas, not the Sims, I guess, like whatever we're playing.
Well, a lot of these games we would have been talking about in Game Pass, John, that we might have missed.
So everybody has a chance to play it. There's a meeting, there's a meetup that you can do and chat about it. And the one thing though, like I've been attending some of these, just listening. I just kind of, we do it in the chat, in the Discord chat. And, it's fun even as somebody who hasn't played the game. I love hearing everybody talk about these games. And it's like a podcast, but from people who don't do a podcast. And that is kind of the best thing ever, is when you have a passionate just group of gamers just talking about games who haven't been jaded by the practice of podcasting. And we're all, you know, who knows what's in our brains. It's great to hear from just fresh perspective. So shout out to the Backtrackers, man.
Yeah, for sure. Well, actually, we had a second topic in mind, Sean, because it's episode 260.
Yes. So
we had joked last week about doing an Xbox 360 retrospective, but I'm looking at the time. I'm like, I don't know if we're going to have to go through that. But unless you want to talk about it a little bit, Sean, because obviously, you know, it's always I love talking about the Xbox 360.
Yeah, you do.
It's one of my all time favorite consoles. I mean, I did a whole show. Mm-hmm. About a 50-week show about the Xbox 360. So you kind of already know my favorite games, I think, of the 360 era. And actually, fun fact, for folks that don't know, there's actually a lost episode of the RPG Cave that Sean and I actually recorded, which was we tier ranked all of the RPGs that came out on the Xbox 360, which is just unfortunately lost to time, but that was such a good episode. We've talked before on podcasts about 360 games in particular, and some of our favorites are. So real quick, Sean, do you have any good memories you want to talk about or share with the Xbox 360 in particular?
Can I be honest with you? I don't think that I knew that episode was lost. I don't think I realized that it never aired. I remember recording it.
We may or may not have broken the recording for that one.
That's awesome. I'm struggling. Dude, it's one of the scariest games I've ever played, very early, if not launch period for the 360. Something Criminal Minds. What the heck is that game?
Condemned.
Dude, that is like, let's get into next gen. That game was amazing. One of the most terrifying games I've ever played that I bring up at this point in time, because it is, of course, spooky month, Ryan.
Of course. And not only that, too, but you beat up a lot of interesting enemies in that game and just have fun with Condemned. I remember that was a game that like, that no one was really looking forward to at launch.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, you know, video game magazines were really hyping it up, or X-Play when they were doing their Xbox 360 coverage. I remember them being like super excited for Condemned.
Yeah.
It was a game that I was like, oh, I'm going to buy. I'll check this out because, you know, I love horror games.
Yeah.
And I also really love that game too, Sean. Like that game's
great.
It's really underrated. And then the sequel, Condemned New Bloodshot, is also really good too. That just a lot of people forget that sequel even came out. Mm-hmm. I remember it coming out like at a time that was just a really busy time for games. So I think a lot of people just skipped over that one.
Can you, I want to do something fun here. Can you like chat with the audience for like 15 seconds? I'm going to run into the other room where I've got my physical games collected. I'm going to grab a random one and just see what's inside. We're going to do that.
Okay. Awesome.
I'll be right back. Okay, hang on.
So while Sean runs away, you know, I'll talk a little bit about, you know, some of my favorite memories of 360. I remember, you know, spending, you know, so much time playing Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter with a lot of my friends over Xbox Live. We kind of had like a weekly or like a nightly get together where every night we would have like a lobby of like eight people hopping in a room together. And just playing Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter together. Just like we'd play this survival mode where you'd basically just have like infinite terrorist enemies run up this hill at you and you had to like fend them off as long as possible. Oh man, we had so
what
many
game?
Good times playing that. Oh, Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter.
Oh, nice one. Oh my gosh, what a glorious.
Yeah. We played that so much.
I brought two boxes, Ryan. I brought two.
That's so many games, Sean.
And I want to give a shout out. We actually talked about this game on the Nintendo Drive yesterday. As this is a topic of conversation in our Discord. Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts for the 360. Shout out to this. This is actually in really good shape, dude. Look at that, dude. Look what's inside this thing.
It's all the stuff.
What is this? It's pre-order and receipt. Pre-order what? I just bought the game.
Well, it's probably like, it's probably, isn't there a code on it?
Yeah, there's a code, subscription code. Yeah.
Oh, so there you go.
Connect,
Sean,
to Xbox Live and download the original Banjo-Kazooie Xbox Live arcade game. That's neat.
You could have had Banjo-Kazooie for free, Sean, and you didn't even redeem it.
Look at this. Look, I don't even know the last time I opened this. This is actually in perfect condition. Look at this. It's got like a poster in it, like all the things you can
build. This was back in the day when people still gave you instruction manuals and things inside the box.
This is amazing. I'm so glad we did this.
Yeah.
Sometimes my crazy idea, there's an actual instruction booklet here, Ryan.
Well, there's going to be, I'm surprised you don't have all those in French as well.
The back half is in French.
Because that used to happen a lot.
Yes, the back half, starting right here. Yeah.
Because I see that same poster again, Sean, and I think that other poster is
this
probably
is the French version of the poster. Dude, I'm like, I picked this up and it was
two of them.
It was hefty, man. This is good stuff. All right. So
there's
that one. How much time do we
have? That was the awesome thing about 360, where you got to have all these instruction manuals. Sometimes the companies would be like super creative with that stuff. Like Grand Theft Auto, for example, you got the manual and the map of Liberty City in with the Grand Theft Auto 4 box. A lot of them did that. Like Elder Scrolls had like a cloth map with Tamriel in it. Ooh, you got a steelbook.
I got a Batman Arkham Origins steelbook with instruction book. Oh my God. So this is all alphabetical organized. So it's Batman, Banjo, Assassin's Creed. That just means
you have like such an organized way of storing your game, Sean.
You're surprised by this? It's alphabetical?
Yes, I am. Well, that's true because actually I'm the person we talked about before, Sean, where sometimes I don't even put the discs back in the correct case.
Mm-hmm. You will notice that all of them have the discs in the case. I got to make sure this is all. I actually have two steelbooks for Assassin's Creed 3. What the heck? Look at that. That's cool.
Why do you have two of them?
Because I'm insane. Like, this is all before kids. You guys think that, like, I don't know. I don't know what you think about me, but at one point I was.
Totally at one point you didn't have children.
Oh, look at this. Look at this steelbook for Black Ops. Look at this Blops thing. Look at that.
Look at the Blops on that steelbook.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Back when you used to collect physical games. Oh, you even had an advertisement for your Xbox advert.
I know, right? Okay, so here's Condemned. Yeah, so that's in there right there, Condemned. And then, Ryan, you're going to love these ones. Oh my God, this whole box is so good, you guys. Remember, the reason we're in this conversation right now is because this is episode 260, so we're talking about the 360. So I just wanted to The Darkness 1 and 2, very good games.
Yes, that's good, Sean. I'm so glad you had those there.
Now, Ryan, one of the great but also terrible things, a steelbook for Dragon Age Origins, one of my favoriteest games of all times,
with the Best Buy price sticker.
I know this sticker won't come off cleanly, Ryan.
Just use Goo Gone on it, Sean.
Oh, Goo Gone is slippery. It's a slippery beast. So there's good, dude. There's Oblivion in here. They got Dirt 2, Dead Island, Riptide. Like, I got a great. I think I have a pretty good 360 collection.
I'm ready for you to just whip out your 360, Sean, and just throw games into something. It and just play them.
Viva Pinata, yes, I have it. I'm in the C's and D's here. It's in a different box.
Yeah.
And every time I added a game to this collection, Ryan, I would have to I'd have to like take ones out of one box and put it into the next one. It's a whole thing. But I do miss my physical games. This is pretty good. And this is, by the way, for all the haters out there, before Xbox was sending me anything. All right.
Of course.
So take that.
God, those haters, Sean. That's the worst.
I know.
That's
the worst. I see you, Skinny Matt.
We bought you off with that.
I see you. But
anyway, Sean, I want to get you to your meeting. So we should probably let some of our friends into the car with us. It is time for the carpool. So we're going to start off with Nagachaka. And this one, you know, warms my heart a little bit. I'm so glad that Nagachaka wrote in about this. He writes, I finally signed up for Xbox Game Pass to play Alien Isolation. Thanks to the fellow backtrackers, Delroy and Seth, who described the game as really, really spooky. But now I have a major first world problem. There are just so many games I want to play and there isn't enough time. I mean, did you see how many bangers are coming to Game Pass in October? How do you guys deal with this Game Pass problem? First of all, Nagishot, I'm so glad that you're playing Alien Isolation. Yeah. That's one of my favorite games of last generation. Even now, like even though it's came back and out back in 2014, I still love that game. So I'm so glad that more people are getting the chance to play that game. And I hope you're loving it because that game's awesome. But Sean, you know, how do we deal with there being so many games? Because the honest truth for me is like, just I don't even worry about it because I just play when I want to play. And if I can't get to everything, I can't. That's just how this works.
We couldn't be more opposite on this, Ryan. You're so chill, like whatever life brings, like it is, like come what may, whatever. I am losing hair by the fistful, Ryan. I can't handle this, man. Like there's too much. What the heck am I supposed to do? I don't even know where to start. Like I'm actually such a wreck about this. I don't even know what I really should be doing is taking a look at a list. I should have my tournament bracket. Maybe that's how I kind of handle this. But like, I don't know, dude. Like all the games you just mentioned, that's just Game Pass. It's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, it's just it's not physically possible to play all the games now, which is unfortunate. So it's just one of those things where you kind of have to pick and choose your battles with a lot of this stuff and just know that you're never going to get to everything. And that's okay. Like that. It's okay to not play everything.
It's not okay. What I end up doing, Ryan, is this is as childish and not planning as possible. It's like, I'll just start playing like whatever comes out first. And then basically I'll run out of time for whatever. At a certain point, I'll stop being able to buy the next thing or be able to play the next thing. So that's it. and then I just lose that altogether. But a smarter thing to do would be to go, okay, well, a game that I like is coming out on the 22nd. How about I don't buy the game coming out on the 17th so that I just do that instead? I don't. I'll buy the game that's coming out on the 17th and then freak out 5 days later.
Well, the way you can position it, Sean, is that you can buy the game on the 17th and then know that you'll just play it later.
That's what I say in my head, but that's not what happens.
No, of course not. No. I mean, it happens for me, but oh, I know it doesn't happen for you. But I mean, for me, you know, we also, like you talked about in the Nintendo Drive yesterday, but I'll kind of reiterate it here. Like, you and I both have very different approaches of how we play games. Because like you talked about last night, how you're kind of all over the place with games because you play like multiple things at once and you're not really focusing on, you know, one or two games in particular usually.
Yeah.
And then I usually do like a laser focus where there are some games where I like to play kind of like when I'm up, when I want to break from the game I'm focusing on, but generally I'll have like a laser focus on one game. Mm-hmm. And that's just how I go through games as quick as I do. Cause I play one game and then when I'm ready to move on to the next one, I move on and then kind of go from there and focus on just that one game at a time. I think things works better for me. And yeah, Kevin points out in the chat too. I know him and I are very similar. When it comes to
I think Nagachaka is like that as well, actually, who just finished Red Dead Redemption 2 on Marcus O'Neill's recommendation. So I'm very jealous. You guys, that sounds great. That sounds amazing. I want to do that.
I mean,
that.
You could show do it too, Sean. Just play one game at a time. Just say, if you want to play Grounded, just commit to playing Grounded. That's all you got
to
do.
That's like the worst game to pick for that endeavor.
I'm using it as an example.
Like,
Sean,
just pick this like endless game that never ends. That's what endless means.
Please, I do that with Final Fantasy 14 all the time, Sean. It's fine.
That's true.
But anyways, moving on, we got Kevin Ainsworth, the Muffin Mon, who asks, while waiting for Game of the Year, A Plague Tale Requiem, to be in my hands, I've been playing Proteus and wondered if either of you have checked it out. It's a very old school Doom-like game. I have not had a chance to check out Proteus, and I don't think you've had a chance to check it out either, right, John?
No, this is a thing all of a sudden. These old like Doom Quake-like games are a thing. This is also one of the worst things to search, apparently. Like, what the heck is this? Is this the one? Proteus is a game about exploration and immersion in a dreamlike island where the soundtrack to your play is created by your surroundings. Is that what this is?
I don't think so.
But you said it's a shooter. You said Doom-like shooter. This is not what that is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wizardrum. Yes, Donnie. Yeah, no, this isn't
it. I just copy and pasted it from the chat. And it looks like Kevin's got it correct.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not like that.
But either way.
That's what came up on Steam. No, either, I'm just saying.
Either way, neither of us have had a chance to play it yet. I don't know if we'll have the chance to over the holidays, but that's a game I would like to try at some point.
Show me an Extra Life, definitely, Kevin. We're going to see you there, man. I'm very excited, you guys.
How many games are we going to play at Extra Life, Sean? Well, you should keep adding games to it, Sean.
That's what I do, man. That's part of my problem. But, you know, I don't know, maybe we'll talk about this on Yumi Capri, Patreon exclusive show that we do, patreon.com/carpoolgaming, where I wonder how we're going to stream it, really, and how we're going to talk to people in the Discord. Like, audio is challenging when we have that many people around, and I have a feeling that you're just going to want to be there. I have this weird feeling that as far as like voice chat goes, I don't know if we can do Discord like we do normally.
So, it's either that or we'll be very segmented from each other. Like, I'll have to go be at my own computer.
Yeah.
And then you'll be at your own computer.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. Either way, no one's going to be able to see me play the Magic tournament anyways, because they're going to be, that won't be streamed.
Or Rock Band, man. Like, I cannot wait. You guys got to get there. I'm telling you, there's no guarantees. Who knows what happens next year? All I know is it's happening this year. I've got everything booked. I'm going. So Extra Life. There you go.
Well, next up, Court Lalonde asks, while I'm away, I know you will miss me, so I can't waste this opportunity to have you read my question since I'm not going to be in the chat this week. What is worth getting in line that doesn't move at the drive-thru or getting in one that doesn't move at the grocery store? So, Court, just so you know, I don't have a driver's license, so I don't know what it's like to be in a drive-thru line that doesn't move unless I'm in the car with someone else. And so I can really only just say the grocery store. That's definitely the worst of these two. But Sean, what about you? What do you think?
Drive-through is absolutely the answer. That's the one that's supposed to be like prioritized. The people in the store or the restaurant or whatever can wait. The drive-through, you're supposed to be like motoring along. It also speaks to like, are the people even, do they even know what they want? You can't just like go up to the speaker and go like, not allowed. But that's kind of my take. I'm very
well. If you want to go, if you want to do the thing, that's what you go into the restaurant.
Yes,
to go look at the menu there, the physical menu, because you can look at the menu before you even get in line there.
Definitely
versus the drive thru. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, you have to kind of know what you want by the time you get to the menu.
Yeah, but. Move, get out of the way, Ryan.
All right, next up, we got Taylor, aka TPR, who asks, what game of the year that you've given before would you actually retroactively change upon further reflection? I know Sean had some mighty regrets picking Halo Infinite in 2021 with his recent Forza Horizon escapades. Yep. For me, Taylor, honestly, I had a chance to think about this one ahead of time. And honestly, I wouldn't change any of them. Like with any of the game of the years that I've picked over the last like 15 years that I've basically been picking my own game of the years. And before that, you know, I've always kind of had my favorites in mind, and those just haven't really changed. If I'm, you know, even going back and looking at games out, the closest one I think would be in 2014. I said at the time on the Game Moose podcast, our very first episode was our game of the year of 2014, oddly enough. And on that episode, I said my favorite game of 2014 was Shovel Knight. And I teeter between that and Alien Isolation. Because those were so influential on me at the time in 2014 that I'm like, man, it's so hard to pick between the two of them. And I picked Shovel Knight at the time, you know, as my de facto number one, because Alien Isolation, as much as I love it, is not a perfect experience, especially with that it padded out way too long as far as the runtime is concerned. So I still don't even think, you know, looking back on it, I'd change it because I still love Shovel Knight. Shovel of Hope. I think that game's still incredible. But even stuff like, you know, 2019 when I picked Resident Evil 2, I have no regrets about that. Or picking, you know, Endwalker last year as my game of the year. Like, there's no way I would even change that, consider changing that for anything else. Or even back in 2017 when I picked Persona 5.
You like, just know this? No way. You just know these games off the top of your head. Like, there's no notes or anything here. You just know
of what. Of course. Yeah, just like 2016, I said Overwatch was my favorite game of the year. Right. 2015, Life is Strange was my favorite game of the year. I keep all this stuff in my brain, Sean, just for situations like this where I can just throw them out there. So for me, I honestly wouldn't change any of them, you know, looking back on any of the ones I picked. But what about you, Sean?
Yeah, I totally also have a purely encyclopedic remembrance of all the games that I picked, 12, 24, 36 months ago. Goodness gracious.
Hey, now you knew this question going into it. You had time to think.
I know, but I don't like. So what I'm doing is I'm going into my spreadsheets, Ryan. I've got this. I do have it documented fairly well, but I don't know that I don't have any regrets other than the one that he mentioned. I think Halo might have been a little bit of a recency bias, and I think Forza is. The better game. Like I'll just go out and say it. That's probably the only one. 2020 Ori and the Will of the Wisps was my game of the year. Yeah. No regrets.
And mine was 13 Sentinels that year. And I'm like, that game's still amazing. Yeah. I wouldn't want to change that. Just like 2018 is the one that people frequently give me, you know, crap about because I picked Assassin's Creed Odyssey over God of War. But Assassin's Creed Odyssey is so good that I'm like, I wouldn't change that for God of War.
Yeah, no, same here. Odyssey that year was game of the year for me. I think like this is interesting. 2017, many people would say Zelda Breath of the Wild. That's apparently what I had chosen at the time. I even did like a write up on it. This might have been for We the Nerdy at the time. But other games I played that year, Cuphead was number two. That game was like nothing else I'd ever seen before. I did really like Assassin's Creed Origins. That year, oranges. I think that's how you say that.
Of course.
Yeah, dude. And even like PUBG was up there. I didn't play enough of Persona 5. Nier Automata should have been higher on that list. I don't know if it's the top of it, but I think Nier Automata should have been higher in 2017. So there you go. Nice.
I mean, 2017, there were too many good
games. That was a great year.
I came up with a top 20 for that year because I couldn't come up with a top 10 because there were too many good games.
Dude, PUBG was that year.
It's true. And that PUBG didn't make my top 20 for that year. It just goes to show how many good games there were that year. But next up, we're going to bring in Anna Hundock, who says, so starting on October 4th, 6 weeks of celebration by Xbox began for these five franchises, celebrating major milestones, Flight Simulator, Forza Horizon, Age of Empires, Fallout, and Dishonored. What are some of your favorite memories from any of these franchises, or which of these franchises brings back the most gaming memories? Which do you enjoy most? Sean, that's a giant question. We've got 3 minutes to answer this one, so we should probably
leave it for next. Do you want to do one of these like cliffhangers?
Yeah, let's leave this one for next week.
Do a cliffhanger.
Let's Yeah, we'll leave this one for next week, Anna, because I think we'll have more time to go into it. But last question of the week, Sean, I have to address this one, okay. Comes to us from Blaze Knight, and this will be quick. He asks, what does Ryan Sim look like? And when can we see some gameplay from Ryan Sim for Endeavors? And clearly the answer is just never, because no one apparently wants to see it.
Yes, that's they just do.
I've learned that just no, you're the only one, Sean. You're the only one who wants to see this.
Well, then do it for me. But, I'm a friend. Come on, man.
All right, Sean, here's what we'll do. We need to, we'll hash this out to end the show. Are you willing to trade, you know, me playing this for 10 hours instead of,
and I hate how you've done it. I don't have time to really think about it. I don't have time to discuss it. You've gotten me to the point where I'm begging so badly for The Sims that now we're going to miss out on the farming simulator bet that we've made. And also know that I guess we just can't do any bets anymore, Ryan.
Clearly not. So not yeah, okay. I guess we're doing it because Sean changed his mind.
I guess you're a coward.
So look forward to me playing bankruptcy.
That's what this is. Your credit score is zero.
Look forward to me playing The Sims 4 on stream sometime in 2024. But anyways, before we go, Sean, plugs go.
Looking for a new co-host. You can tweet at me at Sean Capri, Sean like Connery, Capri like the pants. Buy merch. Join us on Patreon. There's tons of great stuff happening at patreon.com/carpoolgaming. And I don't know, man. I'm just joking. I appreciate you, but I hope you like the little jabs here and there.
Of course. You can find me on Twitter at Ryan Turford. You can find us on Twitter at Carpool Gaming and on YouTube at youtube.com/Carpool Gaming on podcast services around the globe. So for Sean Capri, I'm Ryan Turford. This has been episode 260 of the Xbox Drive, and we out.
Do yourself a favor and tweet at Ryan Turford at Ryan Turford. That's T-U-R-F-O-R-D, because everybody always asks to tell him that he should be playing games on the internet for you to watch and for your enjoyment and for the making sure that he actually plays them and it all sounds amazing because maybe we don't believe him. Game bye The Xbox Drive is fueled by patrons at patreon.com/carpoolgaming. And I want to thank the nearly 90 patrons from the bottom of my heart for supporting us each and every month, especially our ultimate producers, Robbie Bobby Miller, Tony Baker from Quest for Pixels. You can subscribe to them at youtube.com/quest4pixels. Dallas Ford, the co-host of The Blame Game. You can support those guys on YouTube. The link is in the show notes. Let's get these guys to 100 subs. Emily O'Kelly, Trucker Sloth, Jonathan Brown, and the new EP from PME is called Gems and is available on Spotify and Apple Music. Lee Navarro, the fearless leader of the Phoenix Overdrive Extra Life team, and all the links are in the show notes. Please support these ultimate producers. Platinum producers, Marcus McCracken, RJ Kern, and Skinny Matt, and our gold members, Anna, Cecily Carozza, Dallas Robbins, Drellish, Foolish Fuji, Jose Jimenez, Marcus O'Neill, Nagachaka, and the Snack Network. If you'd like to support Carpool Gaming, go to patreon.com/carpoolgaming and choose the tier that's right for you.